We know that Timothy McVeigh was convicted. Terry Nichols was convicted. Tell the audience about James Nichols, how far the case went against him.
In my personal opinion, James Nichols was involved. I think the government believes he was involved, but there was insufficient evidence to charge him or to stand trial. I mean, that's the truth of the matter.
You think he was the kingpin?
I don't know that he was the kingpin. However, he did give an interview to the Times of London that was never reprinted in this country, in which he made certain admissions that I thought were highly damaging. And I'm aware of some FBI interviews with people that certainly suggest very strongly his involvement.
And then the 48ers?
Yes, the 48ers. Yes, Michael and Lori, without question.
I've forgotten. What were they given?
Well, Michael received 12 years on basically compounding a felony and interstate transportation of stolen goods. Lori was never charged.
And Michael knew the date?
Well, they both knew the date. Lori had helped arguably more than Michael had.
The book that you have written, Others Unknown, there are others unknown out there today?
Well, I think the identity of some of them probably is slowly emerging. Certainly there's a lot more knowledge today, but there's no interest in finding the others.
But you believe there are?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
That it was a bigger ring than of the names we've even talked about today?
Yes.
And Timothy, did he describe himself, he was a soldier for this cause?
No. He describes himself as the ringleader.
And you discount that?
Absolutely.
And somebody else is the ringleader?
Absolutely.
But you're not sure that it's James?
I'm not sure that it's James.
Do you think the ring goes out of our country, goes into other countries?
Well, I don't know that. There's some evidence that points that way. We spent a lot of time investigating Terry Nichols' trips to the Philippines, which I think there were five. We went to the Philippines. We had investigators there. In the first book, which was published in 1998, there is a chapter devoted to what we found in the Philippines, Osama bin Laden, plans to blow up buildings in the United States, and so forth. Now, bear in mind, this is a full 3 years before the events of September the 11th. But although the evidence, I think, is strong, and I can imagine intellectually how it's related to neo-Nazis in the United States, I don't have that link. I can't close that circle. And ultimately, I decided that from the standpoint of the government, what we had stumbled across was something that we weren't supposed to stumble across. There's a name we gave the project in our office, the McVeigh Defense Office. We called it Fatima, after the apparition of the three children at Fatima in 1917, where the Virgin Mary appears to them and gives them three secrets. The third secret of Fatima is the most intriguing one, and because it was not generally known what the third secret was, we said, well, this is a Fatima. There's something here, but we don't know what it is. We know it's there, but we don't see how it connects. So everything in our files and our work that dealt with that was called Fatima, which may seem strange to the outsider. I thought it was the perfect description of what we were struggling with. There is a book coming out, and there have been two books published, credible books. One is by Mark Ham, who's a sociology professor at Indiana University, entitled I Believe in Bad Company. Dr. Ham closes the circle about the others, probably 75%. The second book is by Stuart Wright, and it's entitled, I believe, Politics, Patriots, and the Oklahoma City Bombing, or perhaps it's Patriot Politics and the Oklahoma City Bombing. It's published by one of the premier university presses of the world, Cambridge University, out of Cambridge, England. In his chapter 8, he pretty well pieces it together. I would say he closes the circle 95%. And then if you take the three articles written by John Solomon, who was the deputy bureau chief of the Associated Press in Washington, which obviously got no play in Oklahoma, I mean, they were brushed off, he closes the circle probably 98%. I think Roger Charles, in his book, will close it 100%, which I think is due out in April of this year.